الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. With regard to the sunnahs, and we were doing with regard to footwear. So with regard to that further, he explains here that shoes that are made of canvas and tennis shoes, tackies, etc., which is made of canvas. He explains that that is also very unhealthy. And the explanation he gives that every person knows, especially tackies when you wear, how your feet sweat, the amount of sweating that is. And also the rubber which is a rubber sole, which is made of rubber at the bottom, it sticks more to the ground. And especially for so small children who haven't got that amount of weight, they have to put more force to lift their legs up. So it tires them out much more. And he gives various explanations that that is also unhealthy. And the best is to have a leather sole. But again, at the same time, today our whole life, living conditions have changed. On tiles, etc., with leather soles you slip very easily, and that will cause other harm. But otherwise, leather sole is much more better, but you have to consider the slipping condition, and a rubber sole sticks more firmly. You don't just slip easily. But again, a rubber sole sticks to the ground, and you need more force to lift it. And he says that the average child takes about 2,000 steps in a day. So 2,000 times you have to put more force to lift his leg up. Though we don't notice, we get so used to it. But it puts a strain on the leg, and consequently on the whole body, the muscles, the spine, the brain. It puts a strain on everything. Also, he says that normally, I don't know yeah or what, but he says the stack is, you don't get it in half sizes, only in full sizes. And other shoes you get half size also. And the half size is not that it is a little half more bigger than the previous, like 6.5, it's not a little half bigger than 6, it is a bit more broader. So a person who has a broader foot has to take a half size shoe. But the tennis shoes, he say, they don't come in halves. So they are all made the same. So if a person's legs are more broader, then it depresses more against the shoes. And the amount of lace on a tack is, and you fasten it so tight, so it is very harmful for the body. Further, he writes here, unchi eri ke jute, high heel shoes. Aurton ko unche eri ke sandal aur joote pehenne ka shauk hai. Women love to wear high heel shoes and the sandals also. Aur wo nahi jante ke usse unke paav, taango aur pure jism ki saaft ko kaise nuksan pahunchte hai. But they don't realize how much harm it causes to their legs, to the posture of the body and the whole body, how much harm it causes. آج کل فیشن کے خاطر اونچی ایریوں کی تنگ جوتے عام طور پر پہنے جاتے ہیں جا رہے ہیں. He says today because of fashion, normally women wear high heel and very tight shoes, and especially the new fashion now, that very sharp pointed shoes, and that it causes the toes to go one on top of the other just like the roots of a tree, and it causes lot of harm from there. Then the legs, varicose veins, from there the spine, the whole body, it causes great harm. Is tarah ke jooto aur sandalon se paav aur taango ki barik ragi sooj jati hai. Because of wearing that, and it is a very awkward position for the leg, it's not the normal position. The normal position is how Allah has made it, that the foot is flat on the ground. That is the normal, but with this, the heel raised up, and today the extra high heels, that is very, very dangerous. And even in walking, they have to be so careful how they walk. And the pencil heel, Now they have to balance upon it more of their mind on than anything else is on that. Otherwise, they'll fall and they fall so easily. So this causes a lot of harm to the very fine veins which are in the body. They are put under great strain when it is in that other awkward position. Tawil arse tak aise jute pehnne se haddiyon mein dard hone lagta hai. And when they continuously wear this, especially women who go out to work, the whole day they are wearing that. Another woman, perhaps when she goes out shopping or whatever, she comes home, we see immediately they change again to their flat shoes. But wearing it continuously and for many years like this, it causes great harm to the bones of the body or of the legs also. Haddiyon mein dard hone lagta hai aur mustaqil thakan rehti hai. And this causes them to be exhausted and tired also all the time. And this is also very clear. Especially those women who wear this high heels type shoes. As soon as you see they come home, they're exhausted and they actually kick off their shoes. And they wear their simple sandals again, which they normally wear at home. This causes a lot of tiredness because the body is at so much of unease and unrest. It has a heavy toll on the body. Tang juto se paon aur tango ke baaz hisson mein dauran khoon mein rukawat padti hai. Because of this, these tight shoes in the legs, in the feet and in the legs, the veins, the flow of blood is obstructed also. Because the high heel, the leg going up so high, it causes obstruction in the veins, in the arteries, for the flow of blood. Aur paon, pindliya, tange, aur kabhi kabhi kamar mein dard hota hai. This causes pain now in the feet, in the legs, the calves, and the thighs, and sometimes even in the back. And unfortunately, we find very common with women, they've got this problem of all pains in their joints. It sets in quite early in their life, and they have quite a bit of it compared to men. And the main reason for this is the type of shoes that they are wearing, especially the high heel and the tight shoes. Uske niche mein varam, dared aur dalmia rakh ke arze bhi ho jate hai. Then they have varicose veins and other problems, which is also a common thing with women. And especially so much so that in their young days they suffer. And when they have a pregnancy, with the weight of the baby, that problem of the varicose veins become very intense also. Whereas if they just stay with their flat shoes, they will be saved of all this. Where pregnancy comes with many of its other things also, this unnecessary problem also of varicose veins that they have to suffer from. Yani tango ya pero ke rago mein khoon ki lothre ho jate hai. That clots of blood are formed. The varicose veins, the clots of blood that is formed, and the flow of blood is stopped very greatly. Agar khawatin aise jutiya pehenna chhod deti hai, to jaldi hi unke aise shikayat ke khatrat kam ho jate hai. If they stop wearing this high heel shoes and these tight shoes, almost immediately they will be saved of all these problems of theirs. Unchi eri wali juto ki banawat aisi hoti hai ke unme pair fitri halat mein nahi hote. The high heel shoes, they are made in such a way which is very obvious and clear that the leg then of the woman, whoever wears the high heel, and perhaps it is gone a bit less, but it's not long ago that even men, there was high heel shoes. The heel was quite raised and the leg then is not in its normal position. Chalne mein khasa takleef karna padta hai. Jisse dabao aur tanao ki kaifiyat paida ho sakti hai. When they walk, then they are under a lot of strain. Physically also, mental strain also. And this causes physical problems and mental problems also. The wearing of their shoes, because now they have to be very careful. Well, one is how they walk, etc. And especially if there is some uneven ground or something, then it is even more, much more dangerous. So physically also and mentally you are all the time under that pressure. I mustn't fall, etc. So it causes a lot of mental strain on the woman and it causes physical strain. And a woman by nature is made weaker. And for her to take on this unnecessary extra strain is really uncalled for and unwarranted. She's putting her life in great difficulty, making Jahannam come upon her before the time also. And if we follow the sunnah and the proper way of life, a woman and all of us, we get saved of all these problems. But unfortunately, fashion is so important, and the fashion of the enemies of Islam. And every fashion of theirs, behind it is to harm against the sunnah and also to harm a person. And they just want to make money, and we get so fooled with these things that we fall headlong after all this fashion. May Allah give us hidayat and proper understanding to follow the sunnah, and not only for the worldly benefits, but more than that, that it is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with that will come so many benefits for us in our deen, our dunya, and our akhirat also. May Allah give us the proper understanding, inshallah.
Aye, bye, just. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا عالم ربانی حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم و دختر صاحب دام رکاتم کا کلام. میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں, داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں, تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں, تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. قلب میں جس کے جب وہ آئے ہیں, اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں, اپنا عالم الگ سجائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں, تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں, ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں, میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں, میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں. تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. حسن فانی کے چکروں میں میر, حسن فانی کے چکروں میں میر, کتنے لوگوں نے دن گنوائے ہیں, کتنے لوگوں نے دن گنوائے ہیں. شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست, شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست, جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں, جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں. اور منزل قرب یوں نہیں ملتی, منزل قرب یوں نہیں ملتی, زخم حسرت ہزار کھائے ہیں, زخم حسرت ہزار کھائے ہیں. تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر, کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر, فضل کا آسرا لگائے ہیں, فضل کا آسرا لگائے ہے، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہے، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں۔ میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں۔
This very beautiful poem, every poem of our Shaykh, and in fact just every couplet, that is also enough. In fact, Deen is such that if we just get the reality of Subhanallah, it is enough to make us a wali of Allah and to give us the highest stages. Any part, any dua, La ilaha illallah, is very, very big. What a great dua we have been given, which is more, which comes in the hadith, that the seven earths and the seven skies. And if we just think of the details of the seven skies, how huge and how big it is. But this kalima, hadith says, it will outweigh all that. How great isn't our deen, but deen we have taken very lightly. Dunya's any small matter also, we give it great preference, but deen we take very lightly. This poem is also very, very valuable. Maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. Hazrat says, and this is actually for a true salik, a person who wants to reach Allah and find Allah. Allah is not so cheap just by the way, that you don't have any intention, you don't make any effort, no sacrifice, and you get Allah. For to get Allah, which is the most expensive thing, you have to make that sacrifices too, then you will get Allah. From this poem also, let us understand, let us not be involved in what is called khush fahmi, that we just daydreaming that I'm a wali, just because somebody, 10 people made me salam, and I think I'm a very pious person, very great wali, somebody just praised me a little bit, and I think I'm a wali or something. No, what is that wilayat? Hazrat explains that also. Daagh hasrat se dil sajaye hai. I have beautified my heart with the scars of sorrow. That is, Allah made it such that you love to look at woman. By nature, Allah has made every person that he just loves. And a person who hasn't got that desire, who is a person who has got no inclination to woman, that person, he doesn't become a wali also. He can become a pious person, he'll get his stages in Jannat. But wali, only that person can become who's got desire of sin. And our Shaykh says, the more stronger the desire, and you control it, the bigger the wali you become. If your desires are small and little bit, and then you control that, you become that level of a wali. And like farishtas, angels, they got no desire. A person who has got no inclination towards woman, he has got they can't be walis also. Wali is that person. And unfortunately, because of lack of ta'alluq with ahlullah, many, many people, because of their desire, they think we destroyed. That is your fuel. Without that fuel, you can't become a wali. But just control it, that's all. You must have desire, and you must have inclination. If you got no inclination towards dunya, towards woman, etc., then you are abnormal. Allah has made us such that we have. Now when you have that, now Allah wants you to control. That is the test. So that scars that form, that you have that desire, not even from the side of your eyes, not even that you think that who is this, is it a man or woman, let me see. Who is it a white, is it a black, who is it? All that you just save yourself completely. Who is the driver of this car? You say, I'm looking at the driver, but your nafs is telling, I hope it's a woman, and I can see her. And just cover up. I was looking whether it's a, who is the driver, I just wanted to know. And if a driver makes a mistake or some silly thing, then also you want to look, it must be a woman, that's why she did that. It's not that's why you're looking, your nafs wants to look at woman. So control yourself, don't let any excuse of your nafs. Nafs agarche hazar bahane banaye. Your nafs will make thousands of excuses to look, don't just look at all. And when a person reaches that, then we can understand a little bit like our Shaykh, what he goes through. And Hadrat explains many times he's got a very strong romantic nature, very strong, and he controls himself, which is very hard. And Hadrat has said that the wilayat Allah has given him was just through this one thing of not looking at woman. And this is a hard test, but Allah gives it very quick, that wilayat, and a very high stage. And this not looking at other women, Hadrat says also that, for example, you're going to town, you know there will be women. Now there it isn't that your first look is maaf. There you must take more precaution. That this is that first look which is maaf, is like we are sitting here and neither woman comes, we were looking around. We didn't expect her. Your first look fell, look away immediately. But where you expect them from before, take your precaution. So especially working in offices, etc., a person has to be very, very careful. And Salatul Hajj in the morning, Salatul Tawbah, Awwabin at night is compulsory. Otherwise, these things will destroy a person. And the sad part is that first, a person who is conscious, he's conscious at the beginning, but staying with this condition all the time, just like you got a white kurta, one spot falls, you are conscious. But when the whole kurta becomes dirty now, you don't realize. Then afterwards, you don't even think of it as a sin. Then afterwards comes a state where you justify it. And afterwards comes a state where you say that without women in the workplace, you can't even move forward. You want them there also. So these things, this gradually it overtakes a person. Just like, it has to be explained, like if some place, non-believers force a Muslim that you must read, you must say words of kufr, you must become like us, otherwise we will kill you. Quran Sharif gives two options, Shariat. Either you die, and that is the more higher, but don't say the words of kufr. Either it is permissible, you live like them like kafir, but in your heart is Islam. But in there, why that is not better has been explained, that gradually over the years you're living with them, their kufr, which you realize is bad, slowly it's going to wash down. And then you will think, no, there's nothing wrong. Then you will think, this is also right. And then your Islam will become weak all the time. They're not allowing you to practice Islam. Though you are perhaps making sajda to the idols or whatever their wrong beliefs are. But in your heart it isn't. Gradually it will come over. And if your whole life you saved yourself, but your children, they will see that our parents were worshipping the idols. In your offspring then, idol worship and all evil things. So rather it is better you give your life, rather die, and akhirat is the main life. Dunya is temporary, it's just a little bit. Akhirat is the real life. And if you have to get kufr in you and die with kufr, your whole akhirat forever, and how terrible it will be. So just like that with guna also. If you are in such a condition and gradually you become used to that guna, then also that guna will overtake you. Hopefully it won't lead to kufr, but guna will overtake you and you'll feel that it's all right. You should come out of such an environment. Tab kahi jaake unko paaye hai. When I filled my heart, I beautified it with the scars of sorrow. Then I found Allah. Allah is not just found like that in tahajjud and in ishraq and zikr. When you give up guna, then you find out. And your heart inclines toward guna in that sorrow, then you forget Allah Ta'ala. Qalb mein jiske jab wo aaye hain, and when Allah has come in the heart of that person, and don't imagine Allah is in my heart. There is a very quickly we think, oh, I'm a wali now, I've reached my final goal. No. To apna alam alag sajaye hain. That person, he makes his own life separately. Physically also. Now no more all the time sitting with friends, gossiping, talking, dunya, laughing, giggling, joking all the time. He doesn't get enjoyment on that. Now his own world of tilawat, of zikr, of dua, etc. And in his mind also, he's in a separate world of his own. He's connected with Allah Ta'ala. In haseeno se dil bachane mein, in order to save myself from looking at these beauties, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hai. I've suffered a lot of sorrow also. I really desired to look, and Allah makes that test. Sometimes some really beautiful woman come, whatever aspect of hers appeals to you, her complexion or her way of talking, how she's carrying on, and you want to speak or just look also. Or you just take a magazine and look. or you take a video and you look, but now to control yourself from all this. Husne fani ke chakkaron mein mir, in this chakkar, in this all the time, this just this thought that a woman all the time, I must look at woman, I must talk with woman, I must be seeing them, etc. Kitne logo ne din gawaye hai. How many people have lost how many days? Yeah, Hazrat has written din, which is days. And it can be also read deen, your religion. How many people have lost their religion just looking at woman and in that worry of woman all the time. Shakal bigri to bhag nikte doors. But when their forms change, a little bit old age came. Now no more that figure of before. Now no more that beauty. Now all the face also, wrinkles, etc. Now how she looks, now you run away from her. Jinko pehle ghazal sunaye hai, before what chocolates you are buying for them and how you are praising them and what you are saying, now you run away from them, now you keep away. Where is your faithfulness? So it shows that you weren't faithful to the person, to that looks, and looks are not faithful to you also, they change. And as soon the time comes when all the looks, and you were just a slave of looks. You weren't a slave of that woman. You weren't sincere to her also. You were just a slave of her looks. And when her looks changed, you ran away from there. So look at your own condition, your quality, that you have got no, you are not faithful in any way whatsoever. Manzile qurb yun nahi milti. A person doesn't get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't become a wali of Allah. Zakhme hasrat hazar khaye hai. You'll have to bear and tolerate thousands of scars of sorrow on your heart, then you will find Allah Ta'ala. At one time, I was learning horse riding, then the instructor told me, until you don't have about 40 falls, you won't become a horse rider. From that day, I stopped going. So then how are you going to learn? You must be ready for all that. You want Allah, you must be ready to take the scars of sorrow. And you are just frightened now, your children, how they run and that. If you stop them, like many people we say, just sit quietly. Children can't. Then how are they going to be so healthy, their bones develop, their body, they're going to run. And they're going to get hurt also. That is there also. But that is part of the process. So to reach Allah, you just want to sit in the, like Ibrahim ibn Adham, sitting in the comforts of his bedroom, of his palace, and he was looking for Allah, zikr, tilawat, etc. Then that sound came, that way, that you look, a person told he's looking for his camel on the roof of the bedroom of the king in his palace. He say, madman, where your camel will come on the roof of the king in his palace? He say, you madman, where are you going to find Allah in your comforts? Then he realized he has to go out and to look for Allah is a effort of its own. And Allah has made it for us. We don't have to look. All this woman, Hazrat say, don't get frightened for all this woman everywhere. These are all the places where Allah is giving the mitai of halawat, the mitai of iman. Just control your gazes, that's all. And they, no woman is forcing you that you must look at her. You just control your, and wherever there is a woman, and the more beautiful, the more your desire, and you didn't look, the greater your wilayat by Allah, the closeness of Allah. So the certificates of halawate iman, Allah is distributing them freely, but we just look after our eyes, control ourselves, and we will get the certificate of wilayat, the certificate of halawate iman. Kaam banta hai fazal se akhtar. And all this can achieve whatever is only by the fazal of Allah Ta'ala. Fazal ka asra lagaye hue hai. Don't depend on yourself. Beg Allah for his meherbani, for his kindness, for his fazal. And fazal is really what we call like runga bansela. What Allah gives just extra. That's what we have to beg of Allah. Oh Allah, you make fazal on me. And this fazal also, Allah has made it that there is a cause. Like for example, Hazrat says that you are giving your child some sweets or whatever, and the other some other children are also there, but you giving your children, you're not giving the other children. So your own child says, Abba, give, this is my friend, I play with him whole day, please give him also. You must give him. So because of your child, so when you become a favorite of a friend of Allah, then Allah makes fazal on you also. That is one of the easy ways. Another very easy way is ittiba'i sunnat. Allah loves sunnat so much. Whoever will follow sunnat, Allah makes his fazl on that person. And Allah makes him his. So we should try, and there are many ways by which we can become the friends of Allah. Gain that fazl, then Allah gives that tawfiq. Otherwise, what normally many people feel, it's impossible for me. Woman, yeah, I can't. That's my big weakness. But just get that fazl from Allah and see how a person, he will be shocked himself in his exact youth, how Allah will protect him. And wallah, we have seen, especially by Hadrat in Karachi, most of the persons, people who come by Hadrat are students who go to college, university, and young people. And many of them very good looking, and they are also all the colleges with girls and everything. But how Allah keeps them pure? It's impossible to understand. But Allah Ta'ala, when that fazl comes, in that whole terrible environment, Allah keeps a person pure still. So may Allah Ta'ala, that fazl is important. Hazrat has ended his ash'ar on that fazl. Kaam banta hai fazl se e akhtar. That our work only when Allah shows his mihrbani, his kindness, and fazl ka asra laga. All the time we just looking, Ya Allah, make fazl. Ya Allah, make fazl on us. Ya Allah, you guide us, you help us. Don't depend on yourself. Make your effort, but to put your trust on the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities. And really, the sooner we get it, the sooner we realize the object of life, the purpose, and we start enjoying life here already. Yeah, further, all the advisors of Hadrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, for a murid, and also in this part of suluk, how to benefit fully. The previous malfuz we had read, that a person should be exclusive with his share, especially at the beginning stages, which is called wahdat-e matlab, that you have nothing to do with any other source, any other person, and you become strong. Afterwards, it's all right. But also, as Hazrat explained, by you yourself, like Mir Saab, our Hazrat Khadim, he cannot sit in any other person's bayan. He just can't. He can't reconcile it, because what you have got, just like that, a person when he is really at the beginning of his marriage also, if he maintains a proper marital relationship, afterwards he just won't be able to look at other women. Everything what he gets from his wife. And his comfort, his ease, how she makes his khidmat, everything. If we observe the instructions of deen, then even if you want to look at other women, you won't look. Even like if you are of necessity, you have to look at other women, it won't harm you. But you won't want to look also. Your heart will be just in your wife. Like that with your sheikh also. فرمایا کہ بعد تکمیل کے پھر شیخ کا دخل تربیت میں نہیں رہتا نہ حاجت رہتی ہے. Once a person has reached completion, and therefore today Allah made it, Allah give by ijaz jaza khair, that poem that we read, they don't think I'm a wali already. That I'm already, when a person really becomes a wali, then he doesn't need his sheikh anymore. When your child is grown up and married, don't still keep him under your feathers. Now he's finished, he's on his own. Let him start his own life, but he must keep contact. He got everything from his mother, from his father. Let not throw them away. Now he's independent today, standing on his own feet. He doesn't need them anymore. He in fact helps them, gives them little presents also, some hadiah. He makes their khidmat, but he must not forget their ihsanat. So in the same way, or just like a bird, when it's still small, the chicken of it, the little bird, and it can't fly, how the mother looks after it, feeds it, teaches it to fly. When it can fly, now it flies even more higher than the mother and the father. But let it not forget the ihsan, the favors of the mother, father. Now the mother is not going to keep it under its wings. And also the other side, now the mother mustn't also. Now when it is on its own, let it go. So just like that, a sheikh also, when his murid has reached perfection, has reached ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, let him start his own work now. Don't keep him still all the time. But let him also realize, I got everything from my sheikh. Let me be still under him. Let me still pay my homage. Let me show the ihsan that he has made on me. خود من جانب اللہ بلا واسطہ اس کے تربیت ہوتی رہتی ہے. Now without the intermediary of the sheikh, Allah makes his tarbiyat. And he soars to great heights now. Now he's on the path. Just like our forefathers, They were running small tin shanty shops, and they were living behind in the same shop. But their children today are doing import-export trade. They are doing big, big business today. So where they have reached. So just like that, the murid, where won't he reach? He will reach great, great. Now when Allah makes his tarbiyat, he goes to high, he soars very high. Talib shaykh se mustaghni ho jata hai. Now he doesn't really need his shaykh. Jaisa ke man shaata bana sawakar dulhan ko dulha tak pahuncha deti hai. Like the people in the beauty parlors. They beautify the girl on her wedding night. They make up her hair. They make up all her cosmetic, everything. And then take her, tell her husband. Now their work is finished. Now they can't reach there also. Their work is not there anymore. They've taken her now to her husband. Tell there. Uske baad phir wahan uska guzar nahi hota. They can't go further. Now it's finished. Now she is with her husband. Albatta shaykh ka jiski badalat usko ye usool ilallah muyassar hua hai. Hamesha mamnoon rehna chahe. However, from your shaykh from whom you got this treasure and you reached Allah Ta'ala when actually you have reached. Don't imagine that I have reached. You have reached, but always keep your taluk with your shaykh. Make his shukriya, still visit him, etc. Varna na shukri mujibe zawal ho jati hai. Otherwise, if you are unthankful, Allah can take away your treasure again. Your dollar that you don't acknowledge. Mal lam yashkuri nas, a person who doesn't make shukr, is not making shukr of Allah. And Allah says, wala in shakartum la zidannakum. If you will make shukr, and make shukr of the means also. Wala in kafartum, and if you make na shukri, in adabi la shadid, my punishment can be very severe also. This delegation of ulama that are here from Pakistan, one very important point, one of them mentioned that they say, we all know that students from around the world were going to Pakistan, India to go and study. He says, we don't know which na shukri, na qadri we made. We did not appreciate. We are not thankful. We can blame now the West that 9/11, after that they stopped giving visas. The students cannot go. But the real truth is, everything is from Allah. There is some cause, he say, from our side. We did not appreciate the students who are coming. And now we are deprived of that. So whatever treasure Allah gives, may qadar of it. In the same way, like today Allah Ta'ala is sending students from around the world to our country to study. Where not only the Darul Ulooms, all Muslims, we must appreciate. Allah is making it a center that for deen, to come and learn deen, people from around the world. But if we make na qadri, we don't appreciate. We make na shukri, and we don't appreciate the students and the opportunity of making khidmat on them, Allah can take it away. So he told us that you people appreciate. Today Allah is sending students from 40-50 countries to your country to come and study. Appreciate it. Don't make na shukri of this. And young boys are young boys. They are going to be naughty also, everything. So don't make that an excuse to be too hard on them also. Appreciate that they are coming, they are learning, and try and make the khidmat, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. In this way, many other deen, the knowledge of deen has always been on the move. Wherever it's not appreciated, it's got lot of ghairat. It got very lot of self-respect. The minute it's not respected, it goes somewhere else. From Medina Sharif to all other places, to Baghdad, to where and where it went, to Delhi, to Dioband, where it is still so long, to other places also, it keeps on moving all the time. The minute people don't appreciate it and they just take it for granted, then it moves on to some other place. So therefore, there's a ni'mat also which Allah gives us of becoming a wali of Allah, whatever level that we have got the ma'rifat of Allah, some ta'alluq with Allah, whichever level, always make shukr of it and make qadr of it, appreciate it and make shukr so that we can go further on. Otherwise, Allah's system is that when we don't, Allah takes that treasure away. And we think that now, I'm not interested in going again to majlis, for example, etc. I'm ma'mulat, I've got more, I'm very busy now in my dunya. lot of business, etc. It's not that Allah has deprived us. And He has put something else in our way. And if it is dunya, and even worse, if it is gunas, then it's a very, where, for example, somebody is teaching Hafiz class, Allah takes him out from there, and he becomes an, that person, usher, in a bioscope, for example. Now, just imagine from where to where, he might be getting more money. He might be thinking, I'm seeing films free of charge. How many women are coming and I'm looking at them? But what Allah took away from him? Quran Sharif, and Allah put him in a place like this. So therefore, a person must be very, very always frightened. And when things of dunya come, we must be very skeptical of them. And especially if we get getting involved in guna, we must be very, don't be just that, that the carrot which is dangling in front of us, high wage, high salary, all status, etc. Don't be overtaken by those things. Really it is our ta'alluq, our deen, that is the most important. فرمایا کہ بیعت کی حقیقت ہے اعتقاد و جازم اپنے تعلیم کرنے والے پر. What is the real, when is bayat really beneficial? What is bayat? When a person has got full trust and اعتقاد جازم اعتقاد جازم on your sheikh. You got full trust on your sheikh. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, the real enjoyment and the real benefit a person will see open with his eyes of Piri Muridi is when you have full trust on your Shaykh and great love for your Shaykh, full love for your Shaykh. If when you're blessed with that, then you'll see what doors Allah open upon you. Then you'll realize the benefit of it. And when it is done very customarily, just a superficial thing, then it's, the result is also superficial. Then you also think, other people also think, no benefit in this. But when you, Allah blesses you at that close contact, and through that you get contact with Allah, you yourself realize what a valuable path this is. Yani usko ye yaqeen ho ki ye mera khair khaa hai, aur jo mujhe mashwara dega, wo mere liye nihayat nafi hoga. That this person is fully and truly desiring my good. He wants my good. And whatever advice he's going to give me is only for my good. It could be just like a small child. He's got a flu, he's got a cold, and the children are playing. He's hearing them shouting, running, playing outside. He also wants to go. Mother doesn't. If he's got full trust in his mother, that my mother desires my good, and I must listen to my mother, how much won't she love that child, and how much won't that child benefit? But if he disobeys his mother and he goes out and play, his flu will become worse. He can even become so sick and die in that condition also. But if he listens to his mother and says what she says, stay in the house. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum gives the example, a child has got diarrhea. Now in diarrhea, he can't eat strong food, but they are used to strong food. They only enjoy strong food. The mother has made wonderful kawabs, nice and strong, and the smell also. She tells that child, all the brothers, sisters are eating. She say, don't you worry, don't eat. And as soon as you get better, your diarrhea is under control, I won't give you 2-3 kawabs, I'll give you 5-8 to eat. And you can eat to your full and you'll enjoy. But at the moment, please don't eat. So just like that, how the Shaykh, what he gives, if we can't understand, we are like children in front of the Shaykh. And we want all our benefits, our worldly, our nafs desires. But if we listen to the Shaykh, then inshallah soon that time will come and we'll see that how much he gives us. And our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatuh, many times when we make shukr to him for what we have got, he say, abhi to kya mila, abhi to dekhoge aur kya milta hai. What you have got is still nothing. You'll see just now how much more you're going to get. And this path is such, Allah is infinite. The pleasures and enjoyment of connection with Allah are also infinite. You can love your wife, you can love woman, but they are limited, they are immortals, they are human beings. So the enjoyment is also limited. But Allah is unlimited, and your contact with Allah, your enjoyment, and not outward from your heart, which is the real source of enjoyment, you will get unlimited enjoyment when you get that contact with Allah Ta'ala. غرض اس پر پورا اطمینان ہو اور اپنے رائے کو اس کے تجویز و تشخیص میں مطلق دخل نہ دے. That is, have full trust upon your sheikh And don't let your thoughts come that I think it should be. Many of us, what we have in our mind, we put it to the Sheikh, and we put it such a way that the Sheikh must accept, must give us that view. He gives us that view, it's not the Sheikh's view. We wanted that. So he told, okay, you do that. So many of us, even if the Sheikh gives his opinion, we find a problem. No, this, it can't happen because of this, because of that. Till finally what we have in mind, we want that to be done. That is no mashura. That is no taking advice. And you are forcing your view upon your Sheikh. So he tells you, all right, then do it in that way. You want to do it that way. You think that is better, do it that way. That is no mashura. The mashura is that how you follow your Sheikh. Allahu Akbar. But let us not take this also. That people must listen to us like that. Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali was a great, great buzurg. And one time one of his murids came. That murid got married. And in India, normally, they travel by train. The group party, groom, bridegroom's party, they travel by train. They kidnapped his wife. Young wife, very beautiful. And of course, you can imagine how he was feeling. He was murid of Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali. When he went to him, he told him, you go to the brothel, the prostitute den, go there tonight. Now, how can a person, such a pious person with full beard, topi, kurta, and your Sheikh is sending you there. But he listened to his Sheikh. He went there, and abad, he found his wife. She was the girl that allotted to him. They gave him that girl. And also by Allah's fazl, nobody had interfered and touched her. So he got his wife back. So that is when you put that full trust. Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, he was to live with his brother in Delhi. One night, late at night, he got up and quietly he took his shoes and is walking out. His brother woke up. Where's my brother going? It's not his time, long before his tahajjud time. Followed him quietly and he went to the brothel, to the prostitute den. When he went there, he told he wants to go in. The doorkeeper, they said that, Mullah, you don't have money? Yeah, you have to pay money, big money. And you haven't got that money. He says, I will sing a song. So she went and tell the head woman there that such a person has come, client, customer, and this is what he's saying. She said, okay, let him come in. So he said that, gather all the girls, I want to sing a song to all of them. When they all came, he started reading the khutbah masnuna, Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu, and he made tarjuma. Their whole condition changed. All of them made tawbah. So this is, but not everyone's a cup of tea, this. Don't think that me also, I can also go. We will get washed away and I don't know what will happen to us. But this, the trust on the Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, one of his murids told him that my son is in Aligarh Muslim University and he's getting atheistic ideas there. So what should I do? Hazrat told him, put him in Banaras Hindu University, from the frying pan into the fire. In Aligarh Muslim University is becoming an atheist. What will happen in Hindu Banaras University? But this is what Hazrat is saying. He listened to his Sheikh. My Sheikh said, I must do what my Sheikh says. So he took him, put him there, and he became the best Muslim. He just could not understand. He went to Hazrat. Hazrat explained it in two. One was logically that when a person is does not happen also always. When a person is in an adverse condition, he becomes more conscious of his culture and his identity. When he's amongst his own people, he doesn't care. There are many people like that. When they are amongst the Muslims in that environment, they dress also wrongly, they do wrong things. But they get an adverse condition, they change for the better. Others become worse also. The second Hadrat explained that you made mashura on your Sheikh. And Allah puts goodness. Whatever the Sheikh says, it's whether there is goodness or not, but Allah, this line is such, the system is such, that Allah puts goodness in there. فرمایا کہ طالب کو اپنے شیخ کے سامنے اپنے رائے کو بالکل فنا کر دینا چاہے. A person must have no opinion in front of his Sheikh. He must say, this is my position. دو چیزیں لازم طریق ہے. Two things are compulsory in reaching Allah Ta'ala. اتباع سنت اور اتباع شیخ. To follow the sunnat and to follow the Sheikh. One murid, he became murid and he told his Sheikh, I want to see Allah Ta'ala, I want to see Allah Ta'ala, to see Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my dream. So the Shaykh said, all right, do this, that tonight you go and sleep and don't make, he wanted to see Allah Ta'ala in his dream. So he told the Shaykh told him, no problem, tonight you go and sleep, don't make Isha namaz. So what kind Shaykh? He says, you mustn't make Isha. So the murid was not a complete, he was a new murid still, he was still half baked. So he said that, no, I can't do that, namaz is faraz, I have to make my namaz. But he said, I'll make my faraz, my sunnats, I'll half amal on the Shaykh what he told, and half I'll do my own thing. So he made his faraz and he didn't make his sunnats. When he slept, he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream, who told him, you think my sunnats are light? Why don't you get up, go, now, make my sunnats. So he told the Shaykh the story the next day. Shaykh told, if you should not make your faraz, Allah should wake you up. You should have seen Allah in your dream, that he knew that he's so solid and so firm, that his Isha won't become qaza. The end, Allah Ta'ala will come in his dream and he'll see Allah Ta'ala. Allah will waking up. What you think? Why are you listening to your Shaykh? For namaz is faraz. Go, get up. Go make your Isha. You should have seen Allah Ta'ala in your dream. جب یہ حالت مرید کی نہ ہو کہ اگر شیخ جان بھی مانگے تو بھی دریغ نہ کرے. And when a murid's position does not reach that even if the Shaykh says give your life and he doesn't hold back, he gives his life, then he will get the enjoyment. Like the Sahaba at the time of the Battle of Badr, when every odd was against them, كَأَنَّهُمْ يُسَاقُونَ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ, as though they were driven into the jaws of death. That time they told that, O Allah's Nabi, if you tell us to jump down from the mountain, we are prepared. You tell us to jump into a fire, we are prepared. You tell us to jump into the sea, we are prepared. On this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became happy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was happy. Allah became happy. And Allah gave that victory, which in the Battle of Badr, never in the world was there such a victory. And what a great victory they had given when these conditions were present. So when a person has that, Allah blesses also according to that. Tab tak kuch lutf bayat ka nahi. And until a person doesn't reach that level, there is no enjoyment really in bayat. What the enjoyment is supposed to be and what benefits a person is supposed to get, he doesn't get those benefits. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to get real love of the Shaykh. That is a great, great thing. And on the demands of that love that we practice. And a real Shaykh also is not when you have that love that he'll take advantage of you. Bring this for me, bring that for me, buy this for me. That's not a genuine Shaykh. For perhaps to train you he might do it, but he doesn't want anything, he wants to give you. And Allah's Nabi didn't take from his Sahaba. He gave his Sahaba. And how much he gave them. That is a Shaykh who gives, doesn't. But our attitude must be, we are prepared to do everything. Your wife, her attitude must be, I'm prepared to do everything for my husband, whatever he tells me. But he must be such that he considers her. She's not a slave, she's not an animal, she's not a machine, that he's very kind to her, very considerate about her. Then there is a wonderful relationship. The husband is prepared to do whatever the wife wants from him, but she doesn't take advantage from him. When that relationship from both sides, then there is enjoyment in that married life also. And what great enjoyment. If the children are prepared to do whatever their parents, they tell them, whatever you say, wherever you say we must get married, however you say we will get married, everything. And the parents don't take advantage also. Then there is a wonderful relationship. But when the one party doesn't want to do anything, the other party is demanding everything. That is a very strained relationship. So the same thing with Piri Muridi also. The Murid must be prepared to be totally sacrificed for his Shaykh. The Shaykh must fully consider every aspect of him also. And he mustn't take any advantage of him in any way whatsoever. In this Kitab of Hadrat, the treatment for our spiritual diseases, and we were discussing the ayat in which Allah Ta'ala says that if one person becomes a murtad, Allah Ta'ala will bring a whole nation in return into the fold of Islam. And we see that this works all the time. In France, where they have passed this law that women must wear hijab, are not allowed to wear hijab. So one French student asked him today that what is happening, or was it yesterday? So he said that normally there were thousands, much more, Muslim women who would never think about hijab. Many of them didn't even know it's faraz. Since they brought this law, all became conscious. Now it came to the fore. And lot who are now, thousands are wearing hijab now. And now the French government also got a problem because they're part of the European Union. And their laws have to confirm with the European Union laws. And most of the countries are opposed to it, that this is an infringement of human rights. It's a right of every individual how they want to dress. The others dress nakedly. Nobody tells them anything. So if somebody wants to cover up fully, what is wrong with that? So they've got a problem. So Allah Ta'ala's system works like that. So when you... it's a fact, there is no doubt that Islam is that religion. You press it down one side, it rises another side. And this is happening all the time. So... the one person becomes a murtad, Allah brings a nation in return to accept Islam. What Hadrat is explaining more importantly, the three qualities of the lovers of Allah, whom Allah will bring, that Allah loves them, they love Allah Ta'ala. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ وَلَا لَا يَخَافُونَ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Humble amongst the believers is another quality, where the non-believers, there they show their position. They don't become humble in front of them. Like very sadly, how many people who work in America, Europe, they do very mean jobs there, washing dishes, sweeping out. There they are like humble in front of the Americans. When they go to their home countries, India, Pakistan, oh, we are big, we are Americans, got a green card, we got this American passport. But there they are so, what useless jobs that they got no respect. So there they humble in front of the non-believers, and big and haughty and proud amongst the believers. Now, mu'min, the lovers of Allah are different. For amongst the believers, they are very humble and that. And in front of the non-believers, then they show their colors. So that is Izzatul Mu'mineen, Adhillatul Kafireen, and the third, four qualities, Yujahiduna fi sabilillah. They are always striving in the path of Allah, closeness of Allah, giving up of guna, obeying the commandments of Allah, for the upliftment of deen, they making effort. Wala yakhafuna lawmata lain. And they are not afraid at all of people who criticize them and talk bad about them. That is also a thing, that until that does not come in a person, otherwise people are so frightened what the family will say. Anything when you're dressing, what will the family say? Any or whatever else, wedding, what will the family say? Now these people, the lovers of Allah, they got no fear what the people will say. They got fear what Allah will say. And what Allah's Rasul will say. Like somebody put it very beautifully in India, Pakistan, at the time of a wedding especially, they will do how many haram things. So much so that the person, the toilet cleaner, they'll say, make him also happy, give him also a present. They'll allow video, they'll allow mute. What they will do? Everyone they want to please, but openly and brazenly they will displease Allah. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Through Allah's Rasul system, they're going to get everything. And everything is in the hands of Allah. Where our bread is buttered, there we are disobeying. And from where nobody can harm you, do any good to you, there we please them and we want to do everything for those people. So these four qualities. Further, Hadrat writes here, دوسری علامت الشاق حق کی یہ ہے کہ وہ ان کے راہ کی تکلیف کو خوشی خوشی جھیلتے ہیں. A sign of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, the difficulties they face in reaching Allah, those difficulties, they take it on very happily. They are happy to go through those difficulties and hardships. Rabbi Sijnu Ahabbu Ilayya. Yusuf Ali Salatu Wasalam said, oh Allah, the path of reaching you, when it is the jail, what a bad place the jail, but that is more beloved to me than getting involved with Zulaikha. So Hadrat says that in this path, when the thorns are so enjoyable, then what will the roses be? So that is when a person is prepared to make the sacrifices for Allah Ta'ala. if a person you see it as very clearly, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in Ramzan Sharif lot of people should come for itikaf. After Fajr, for about 10 minutes people were given chance to press Hazrat's body. How many people used to go? Then Hazrat used to chase them away. Those who are weak, who don't want to take that shouting, they run away. But those who are strong, they used to stay. And when a person is pressing Hazrat's body and he starts puffing a bit, Hazrat say, go, go, go. That you're tired, you go away. So if a person, in order, even if you're puffing, panting, and you have to press very hard, then you that is a person who gets close. So going to Allah Ta'ala, if small obstacles, you can't look after your eyes, you are worried people criticize you, what the family is going to say, what people are going to say, you can't tolerate that, how are you going to reach Allah Ta'ala? Yeah, if you want to reach Allah, you have to tolerate all this, then you'll come out into the clear garden and the clear path. The test will be at the beginning and you'll go through. We can't overcome our nafs, where are we going to overcome people? What the people, what the wife is saying, what the in-laws are going to say, what this one is going to say. We can't tolerate anything. A person, when he's got that conviction and love of Allah, then he does not worry. Many people feel also that, for example, parda in your family is very easy. All make parda. But how did it come? They also had to go through a lot of difficulties, lot of criticism. Then Allah made it easy. Allah made the whole tide flow in their favor now. Now the whole family are accepting. One person wanted to become an alim, the whole family was against the person. And again, they told his parents that what you made or something, in this zamana, today you don't send your children to school, what then, what won't everyone say? What criticism? But you just stick to it and you carry on. Then afterwards see what Allah gives you the fruit of all those things. That your children become alim, hafiz, and you see the benefit, all that fruit you get. But you have to go through that test first. And it isn't just that it fell from the sky. Everyone has to make this. So yeah, also Allah Ta'ala will make those tests. And a person who goes through these severities and this test, he reaches out in front. Yusuf alayhi salam went through the jail. He went through the well. And then he came onto the throne of Egypt. And then those very brothers who were so against him, and they hated him, and they were jealous of him, they came and they, in that time, sajda was jais as a greeting. They had to make sajda in front of him. Allah granted him all this year. Ki ayat is mujahada ki lazzat par dalalat karti hai. That in the path of love of Allah, the difficulties he goes through, he enjoys those difficulties. Getting up for Fajr, keeping rozas, etc., taking out his zakat, it's not easy. You don't like your money to go. But for when you have that love of Allah, you do all this and you enjoy those difficulties. Jin ke raah ke qaid khana mahboob, balki ahab hote hai, unke raah ki gulista kaise honge? That he, Allah Ta'ala's path, whose jail is enjoyable, what will be the gardens in the path of Allah? After he has passed through and he has got reality, now what will be his Allah? One Allah, his one tahajjud, his one dua, zikr, what won't Allah Ta'ala bless him with? Tamam kainat ke phool infiradan ya ijtimaan, agar haq ta'ala ke raaste ke kulfat ke liye salam kare, to abhi us kaante ki azmat ka haq ada nahi ho sakta. Even if all the flowers in the path of Allah, individually and collectively, that means all the positive ibadat, zikr, tilawat, all that, in path of Allah, they make salam to you, that thorn which is in the path of Allah, it cannot reach there. That is that which is against the nafs. That is the negative ibadat, to stay away from guna. Whole life's Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, a whole life's tahajjud can't be equal to giving up of one guna. But we don't. Giving up of guna is the great ibadah. So that are the thorns in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And you get scars on your heart. You hurt yourself when you don't make that guna which you so much want to make. All are making ghibat about somebody. You really want to add also salt to the wound and say something also. And if you don't say, till you don't speak, you're not satisfied. You have to speak. But you control yourself for Allah's sake. In fact, you tell them that don't make ghibat, it is wrong. So to have to the thorns in the path of Allah, giving up of guna, that is the highest stage. جب الفت نہ ہو, اور یہاں تو محب منصوص کا ذکر ہے. This is when there is no love, you don't enjoy. But yeah, Allah, He said, when Allah will give you His love, you will enjoy the thorns in the path of Allah. And when you enjoy those thorns, what will be the gardens in the path of Allah Ta'ala? اور پھر جس محبت کا آغاز خود حق تعالی شانو کی طرف سے ہو, يحبوهم, and that love which has started from Allah's side, not from our side, what will be that love? That Allah says He loves you, that is why you love Him. So the love didn't start from your side. That love that started from Allah, what will be that love? If a woman, she approached you and she is made over you, then what will be that love? She's like your slave. She loves you so much. And one is, you had to beg her, you had to force her to marry you. Then she tell you, I didn't want to marry you. You came, you forced, and but when when Allah is loving you, what is that love of Allah Ta'ala? پھر بتائے کہ جس حق تعالی جس سے حق تعالی محبت فرمائے اس کے حیات کا کیا عالم ہوگا. Whom Allah loves, what will be that person's life? What enjoyment won't he get in his life? وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَان. That person who has this fear of Allah, this love, Allah grants him two jannats. حضرت ملا علی قاری رحمت اللہ علی فرماتے, وَقَالَ بَعْضُ الْعَارِفِينَ جَنَّةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Such people, Allah give them jannat in this dunya, and that jannat will also come on its time. May Allah give us all this reality and the true love of Allah Ta'ala. The signs of it are there, that they will love Allah, and love is a thing everyone knows what love is. If ask ourselves, do we feel that love of Allah? We are fulfilling His commandments, etc. We can say it's in the love of Allah, but how many of us are doing it as a duty, and how many even not as just as a customary? We are making namaz. What will the wife say if I don't go for namaz? We know that she's going to force us out. What will the family say? But who is doing it? In the love of Allah. And love, you remember your beloved. How much do we remember? Love, you are obedient to your beloved. You don't want to displease your beloved. How much don't we displease Allah Ta'ala? So يحبوهم ويحبونا أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين. Humbleness to the believers. And لا يخافون لومة لائم. And no fear of any criticism. Yusuf, we forgot. Next Sunday, inshallah. Sunday you come? You won't be here. Inshallah. Okay, inshallah. It's that. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون.